What did you think about Batman vs. Superman?
I'm trying to be positive.
In life, you're trying to be positive.
I don't want to have like the reputation of just hating everything. I think my friends enjoy things more than I do sometimes.
Yeah. Did anyone you know enjoy this film?
I saw it with my friend Rory, and we both, I think our expectations were so low. My expectations were that it was going to be an incomprehensible mess that was just complete garbage. And there was moments that I was like, this isn't as bad as I thought. And I came out of the theater thinking,
oh my God, what moments weren't as bad as you thought? I thought it was worse than I had ever imagined.
My expectations were really low. There, like, when the beginning wasn't that bad, like, I was kind of like into them setting up the story and stuff. It was fine. I liked Batman. Like, I liked their portrayal. I mean, I don't like him
B-Flick.
As in, like,
B-Flick
I agree with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He
but
was
I thought it was an interesting Batman, the chunky fascist Batman. And the fight scenes with him I thought were cool, where he was much more, like, brutal and physical. And, you know, there was the one fight scene in, like, the warehouse toward the end where he's just, like, beating the crap out of all those guys. And I was, like, genuinely kind of excited and, like, whoa, this is intense and exciting, and Batman's really beating the shit out of these guys. And it kind of reminded me of Frank Miller's Batman.
Okay.
Dark Knight Returns. So yeah, that stuff. And I'm stretching, but like,
you're really stretching. So, literally the only things I liked about it, okay, so I didn't mind Affleck as Batman, actually, although I still maintain that the kid that plays Batman in Gotham is the best Batman I've ever seen. I'm just saying. Yeah. He's very complex and brilliant, and I love him. But like, I liked the Batmobile. It looked awesome. I really liked the design of it. I liked Wonder Woman being like super strong, and I liked her theme, which was super pretty. And I liked the second bit of the fight between Batman versus Superman. The second part of it. Like, this is the only bit of action I really liked.
Yeah, and I don't even really remember that much. I remember Batman just beats the shit out of him once the, like, yeah. Krypton gets involved.
Yeah, it was great. And I liked the bit at the beginning, as you said, where it's got, like, Bruce being in Metropolis while it's all going fucking...
Right,
like, it's
that
all
was
break.
Cool.
That was nicely done. But otherwise, oh my God, it was, like, such a fucking shit show. Like, it was really badly done. Like, it was so dark, I couldn't even tell who the fuck was talking half the time. I was like, literally, there was a scene with Batman and Alfred, and if I didn't know Jeremy Irons' weird plummy voice, like, I wouldn't have known who was talking. It's just like, okay, well, that's Scar, so that's definitely Alfred. Like, it was awful. And like, the dream sequences were just completely
weird,
fucking crazy. I didn't even understand what was going on. I thought one of the dream sequences was real. I was really confused about how he got his hands on the kryptonite, and like, I mean, I love movies and TV, and I couldn't follow what was happening half the time. And it was just like, oh my God. And Lex was just...
It was a mess.
What the fuck was that? Lois completely...
I don't understand his performance at all for Lex Luthor. It's like...
What was it?
He's like Mark Zuckerberg, but like crazy. And yeah. Over the... Like a cartoon character of Mark
Super
Zuckerberg.
Super caffeinated Mark Zuckerberg. It was so weird. Like,
and nobody had any motive. Like, okay, so this is something that kind of annoys me with a lot of modern movies, is you don't need to do that much work to set up something that, some kind of story that I can get behind, right? Like, Fury Road is a good example here. There's people trying to get away from this crazy guy. They drive out into the desert. They realize nothing's there. They drive back. That's like the plot of this movie.
Right.
Right. There's not a lot going on story-wise in Fury Road, and it's awesome. But like, what, you could have much more simple motivations for characters, and you can just let the consequences of those motivations play out. And this is like so convoluted. Like, I don't really understand what Lex Luthor's motivations were. Does he hate Superman, but why? Sometimes,
and then he's
would...
like, I'm gonna birth this thing. It was so
right
weird.
His whole plan is like, I'm gonna have Superman kill Batman. Maybe Batman will kill Superman, which will be good, but I'm gonna make a backup monster. And there was moments, so I'll give the movie points for this, for trying for this. It didn't achieve this, but where I tried to have like some actual philosophical stuff to it, of like Lex Luthor's thing about like, can power be innocent? You know, this person is so much more powerful than everyone else. Isn't that just inherently a threat? And we delude ourselves to think that like, this thing that's so powerful can be good.
Well, it was the quotes that they basically used in the first trailer, which made it seem really exciting. But then they didn't actually investigate any of that philosophy. They didn't interrogate it. They didn't do anything.
But I can't even
tell,
did Lex Luthor actually believe that? Is that why he doesn't like Superman? Because he's so powerful?
So weird.
Or is it because he wants the power for himself? That's why he makes the monster. But the monster doesn't listen to him. But did he plant? Was it supposed to listen to him?
Oh my like, God, I just don't. So weird.
It's and yeah.
And it Batman's, was exactly the setup that we said it would be as well. Like literally almost beat for beat, exactly the same. And the narrative was crazy. It didn't make sense at all. It just skipped from one thing to another. There was no fluidity to it. Oh my God.
Batman's motivations also like they were definitely kind of like fascist when he says, you know, if there's even the chance that this guy could hurt us, then we have to treat it like it's 100% and just kill him.
Or not. Or have a more measured response.
I guess, yeah. Or like figure it out, investigate the situation more. You're
supposed to be the world's greatest detective.
But still, like, okay, fine. That's if that's so going to be your Batman, if that's going to be your Batman, like this ruthless, I'm just against anyone who's dangerous, I'm going to, right? You know, when he says the line to him about, like, you know, we're sick of clowns, whatever, or we're sick of clowns in costumes, like, that can be the Batman. But then he changes his mind because their moms have the same name.
Martha!
Like, it's just...
I was crying. It was honestly, and it's a joke.
I said this to one of my friends that in a better movie that may have worked, or that you could have seen that as a stand-in for a larger emotional understanding, which I think is what they were trying to do.
Same fundamentally, whatever.
Or he's not some kind of incomprehensible, powerful alien. He's a man like me who loves his mother and is trying to help people.
Yeah.
But like, you just have...
it was so ham-fisted. The whole thing was, though, like how they tried to shove in the other members of the Justice League with that weird, click on this file. It was so, honestly.
Yeah, click on this file and watch the trailers for their movies within
so
this movie.
Weird. So weird. I hated it. I really did.
The,
I mean,
the dream
I was
within
delirious.
A dream where the Flash is coming and telling him you have to create the Justice League and...
I mean, I was kind of delirious with flu / a virus, which I think probably just made the whole thing much more like hellish and horrific. But I just came out of it just confused, not even angry and hating, just really confused by what they were trying to achieve.
I feel bad for everyone involved, though, and even Snyder, because Zack Snyder, I don't think that he's not like a Michael Bay to me, even though he keeps making movies that I'm kind of like, this is a huge mess. I feel like he is trying to go for more interesting things and things that he thinks are like big questions or important ways of portraying characters, but he just does it in a way where it just doesn't work. And there's no one telling him like, look, this is really not hanging together. You've tried to set up motivations for these characters, but they don't follow through throughout the rest of the movie, or the characters change their minds based on things that wouldn't change their minds. And
I mean, ultimately the blame does lie with him, though, because like Henry Cavill, everyone's like, oh, he's so wooden and blah blah blah, but he's a fine actor. Like, he's in The Tudors, he plays Brandon, who's like, you know, this really kind of lusty baron, cheeky guy, and he plays that really well, and he's like really arrogant and it's really funny. And then
I've seen him in interviews and he's like,
yeah, he's
kind of
great.
Charming,
yeah,
and
he's got lovely, like, you know, he's just nice, and he doesn't come across as nice at all in Superman. And Ben Affleck is an incredible actor. I've said it before, I think he's a really fine actor. And so again, you know, if he's not able to make these guys make it work, like, how can it has
it's
to be
script,
the direction.
It's script
they didn't
problems
understand what
and
they
the
were doing,
and...
you know, and I'm like, the blame has to lie with him. I'm, you know.
Yeah, I think it's also DC trying to play catch up and like shove in things that it just hasn't been able to lay the groundwork for before and rush to certain points.
It's so short-sighted, because just take your time and then you can have your payoff in, you know, 2020 or whenever. Anyway.
I think they also have to have someone with a different overall vision for how this the tone of this world. Because the just ultra grim dumb is just not going to work. And how is it going to work once you have the Justice League and you have a guy that can run really fast and a guy who talks to underwater fish? Like, I don't, it's just going to make it a mess where, like,
I know.
I mean, you can make this complaint about the Marvel world where, I've heard people say that it's too like aesthetically and tonally bland.
Who said that and how do I hurt them?
I don't, but it is, like, it's
kind of, I probably said that. I swing violently on Marvel. Like, sometimes I love it and sometimes I hate it. I love it at the moment, but.
It's not very aesthetically, like, interesting or stylized or, you know, a lot of the movies, and I think they did this intentionally, but they feel like they kind of could have all been shot by the same person.
Yeah, probably Thor 1 aside, but only
right, because it's Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, yeah. And it's super
awesome. And obviously, like, Guardians of the Galaxy is a little more, I haven't seen Ant-Man, but I assume that is. But
and anything set on the world, though.
Right. And if anything, though, it leans toward more comic-y and kind of lighthearted than it does toward dark and grim.
Which I prefer.
Well, you have to. I feel like you have to with these movies. How are you, how are you going to have the super grim, serious Justice League? Like, I just can't, with an Amazon who blocks bullets with her bracelets and,
And ultimately, Superman's supposed to be about hope. That's everything that he's supposed to represent, you know? And he just... It's never come across at all in this new kind of
him and Batman are a great contrast of types
and
of heroes.
It should have been brilliant,
and it just
should have been great. And the first trailer made me think it would be.
I'm
0 out of 5.
I'm into hero categorization. I'm also into like story structure and like the hero's journey, and what like who went through the hero's journey or some kind of journey in that movie. Was it Batman? I guess Batman had a reversal in his feelings at the end, but like did Superman
but they did the cheap thing with the villain coming in and just okay, well now all our conflicts resolved.
But even still, like I don't know. And you know, one of the problems that I noticed is this another part of Superman not having a personality and no emotional arc. Like every time that we would have gotten a chance for him to express who he is as a person, like not just as Superman, but who, what he believes, what he cares about. He doesn't talk. There's like a moment where he comes back and sees Lois Lane. And she's talking about how much of a risk it was for him to come rescue her in the other country that caused some sort of international scandal. And he just like, I think he like makes a goofy remark and then gets in the tub with her or something.
In fully clothed.
He gives her a present.
Who's ever done that in their life? Oh, so stupid.
But still, fine. He can do that. But that was an opportunity for him to like explain more of what he cares about or who he is. Then there's the part where he gets called to the hearing. And I'm
nothing.
Thinking, in the theater, I'm like, yes, Superman's going to go in there and we're finally going to get to hear what does he feel about all this? How does he believe? What is his message to all these people who are skeptical about him being so powerful and still being good? And there's the explosion and he doesn't say anything.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so there was someone in here that was going to critique whether or not Superman is good or bad. Oh, no, wait, we won't have that. We'll just explode it and everyone will die. And then we move on to the next bit.
Right, and then he disappears and he goes up to the Fortress of Solitude and he's going to talk to his dad. I'm like, okay, now he's going to say something. Right? And he doesn't say anything and his dad just gives some speech. Again, he doesn't. And he goes and sees his mom.
Super
and he's just standing in front of his mom. He doesn't say any words. He says nothing. And she says, you know, help them, be their hero, be their God, or don't be anything. You don't owe them anything. And I'm like, what are these messages? None of, like, one of those messages could be interesting. How does Superman respond to someone telling him, you know, you don't owe the world anything? Does he say, yes, I do? Or I don't care if I don't owe them anything. I'm going to help them. Right. Like, but he doesn't say anything. He gets these random, unclear, ambiguous messages from his dad, from his mom. I mean, at one point, I think to Lois, he says, Superman was just a dream anyway. Like, that's the most kind of emotionally revealing thing he says, which means nothing. What does that mean? Superman was just a dream anyway. You've been saving people all around the world. How is that a dream? You're actually like a superpowered god. Is that not real? Like,
oh, it was really bad. It's a shame.
It's just so,
Have you walked away from your mic because of rage?
I was just shaking my head.
No, I felt really angry that I dragged myself out of my sick bed to see this film. I did try to measure my expectations, and I have listed a couple of things that I liked, but in general, abominable. Like, it really felt bad.
It felt like it was intentional. Like, I was sitting there in the theater being like, I want to hear what Superman believes. I want to know who this Superman is. We really didn't find out in Man of Steel. And I want a good, noble hero. Like, it's fine, even if he's cheesy, even if he comes off as naive, let him be that. And it felt like it was intentionally cut out. Like, maybe they even filmed those scenes. Maybe they filmed a scene where he walked into the congressional hearing and gave a speech. Or maybe he said, responded to his mother when she said, you know, be their God or their hero or don't be anything. Or maybe he said something to Jonathan Kent, but it looked like it was edited around it. Like, they intentionally edited out all moments where Superman is going to speak like a character and reveal something that he believes.
Act like a person.
Right. And I don't understand it. Like, maybe the lines were terrible and someone was editing and like, we can't have him saying this, but like, it gave me, there's no emotional handhold for this character. Yeah, you have no idea what he believes. I mean, he cares about his mom and Lois. You know that. But like, that's kind of it. That was very disappointing in terms of Superman. The Batman stuff, fine. I could watch that Batman. I could watch a standalone Batman movie with that same character, that same personality, Batman. He would definitely be like an anti-hero. But yeah, okay. Anyway, it's a bummer.
Don't
I'm disappointed.
It sucked.
Yeah, you should see it. It's kind of interesting to see what is going
Don't
so wrong
waste your money.
On the DC side.
I'm sorry, no. Cinema costs too much money. Watch it on Netflix.
Sometimes these things fall off trucks. And you can watch them that way.
That's true. You can watch them when they fall off a truck near you. But definitely do not pay money for this film. Do not encourage these people.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Nope. You're
being
nice.
To see Batman.
You don't want to be a hater. That's the only reason you're saying that. You don't want to be a hater. But actually, no. This film is without merit.
There was glimmers of things that were interesting to me.
I've listed all seven things that were good. Okay? And those seven things, we can super gut it and put it on YouTube.
The biggest.
Don't watch it.
Don't waste your life. It's really long. I've heard a lot of criticism about the movie that's just kind of in general, the whole thing is a mess. And I think that's true, but I want my criticism to come off more focused. The problem for me is Superman. He has no personality. He has not character. He has no story arc. And had it had that, it might have crossed over into being overall enjoyable, even though it was a mess, even though there's weird dream sequences, even though Lex Luthor is like not a character. He's just a cartoon Zuckerberg. I think had there been an emotional arc for Superman or some kind of personality to him, I could have walked away and been like, that was way better than Man of Steel. Which is basically all that I wanted, was like, just make it not as bad as Man of Steel.
But it was worse. And
yeah, it was probably worse.
It was definitely
or if
worse.
It's not worse, it's because you just really like
Wonder
seeing
Woman.
Batman and Superman on screen and Wonder Woman on screen and seeing them punch things.
I'm excited. She's getting a standalone, right? I'm excited about her standalone.
Maybe. I guess. I hope it's not dark. I hope there's some levity to it.
Probably not.
And I loved it. It was like a breath of fresh air when Batman goes to rescue Martha Kent. And he's like in front of her and he's like in his all of his Batman gear and he looks scary. And he says to her, I'm a friend of your son's. Like, why can't the movie be like stretch that moment out across the 2 hours and I would be happy. Also, something else, I'll praise this. When the cops are investigating that one building where the like girls are being held captive, and you're kind of seeing how the Batman looks from a cop's perspective, I thought that was awesome. He was scary. It was like really creepy, right? Like the cops came down to free these women and they don't want to leave, and then you hear like horrific screams happening from the building, and it's like a horror movie for like 5 minutes as the cops are walking through, and then all of a sudden there's like this giant dark shadow up in the corner. I thought that was cool. Like, I would watch that Batman still, like I said before, but the scene where he rescues Martha and that scene where he's rescuing the women from the sex slave or whatever he is, I thought were exciting and well done and interesting.
For me, the whole film fails on execution, though. But yeah. Like I said, I was pretty fevery and have no patience anyway. And also, I mean, I'm just less concerned about coming across as a non-considered critic than you are. I think you like to be balanced, whereas I don't really give a shit. But
I want a Brad Bird directed Superman.
I want a Brad Bird directed everything.
I really do like Brad Bird quite a lot.
Me too. I like him a bunch.
Bring him in. Let them, like, whatever. Even if they don't reboot, I'm so sick of reboots. Don't reboot. Just let him do the next Superman movie.
Yeah, you don't need to reboot
Superman.
And let
him shift the tone.
And you don't need to reboot, like, Batman. We all know. We all know everything. It's fine. Yeah. And if we don't
know, but
we
I
can
mean, like, would they
out.
Have to set it in a different world? Can it be the same Superman that we've seen already?
Just have it go.
I don't care.
Fine.
Even
just
if it was, even if DC was going to, if it was still going to be Henry Cavill and it was still going to be technically the same Superman, let it be him and just let Brad Bird direct one, because Brad Bird has that kind of, like, hopeful, heroic optimism about the future kind of tone to his movies. And he can do suspense and he can. Yeah, so
love him.
Anyway,
our recommendation. Don't bother seeing this film. See the hopefully soon to be in production Brad Bird version.
I'm not recommending. It's good to see things that fail sometimes. I think
don't
you
pay
learn
money
from the failures. Yeah,
don't pay
get
money.
Get it off a truck.